Clean water and clean air are two issues Americans are concerned about, but commentator David Brooks says public concern should not always translate into new federal regulation.
For reporters, environmental disputes are the worst. You call up industry groups, and they tell you that this or that pollutant is practically harmless. So then you call up the environmental activists, who tell you that the same pollutant is cataclysmically dangerous. So you call an academic scientist, looking for an objective reading, and three-quarters of the time they tell you, we don't know the risks, the science isn't far enough along. Then you step back and think, hey, I'm only trying to write a story on this. How do EPA regulators cope with all this uncertainty? They're issuing regulations that cost Americans tens of billions of dollars. Well, sometimes they seem scarcely bothered at all. The EPA recently proposed new rules tightening pollution standards on ozone smog and small particulates of dust and soot. Governors around the country have gone ballistic. They think the new standards will impose tremendous costs on utilities, businesses, and citizens. So how certain are we that we'd really get some health benefits out of these new standards? Well, not very. The EPA convened an outside advisory group of scientists to review its work. The majority of those and other scientists seem to agree that the health benefits of the ozone standards alone are not worth all the costs. The particulates, on the other hand, are a tougher call. The industry groups seem to be wrong in saying that particulates impose small health risks to people like asthmatics. In fact, one study found that small particulates lead to 20,000 premature deaths. But does that mean that people die 3 days prematurely or 3 years? Well, we don't know. Is one type of particulate more dangerous than others? We don't know that either. What's the mechanism by which particulates lead to death? We don't know that either. The outside advisory panel was split, and it made clear that the whole issue is shrouded in uncertainty. But when EPA Administrator Carol Browner proposed the standards, she spoke as if there was no scientific uncertainty. Some advisory council members feel the EPA ignored their work. The EPA did do a cost-benefit study, but it looks biased in favor of the new standards. All in all, the EPA doesn't inspire confidence. A more sensible approach might be to acknowledge that particulates are a problem. But as the EPA itself has showed, American air is getting cleaner every year. Maybe we should work on continuing that trajectory rather than imposing draconian new measures that are enormously costly and of uncertain beneficial effect.
David Brooks is a senior editor with the Weekly Standard.